Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're doing all right. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it's hot here in San Antonio. I am here in my patio. I was just telling Doug, it looks like our air conditioning is shut off. I don't know what the problem is, but it won't be resolved until probably next week sometime. So we'll have to hang in there, turn the fans on, and hope for the best. Maybe they come out. They come out on Memorial Day after I'm finished with the show here. I'll place a work order with American Home Shield, and hopefully they'll get it to us as soon as possible. Show because of the Toastmasters District Conference in the Corpus Christi, and we had a good time, my wife and I. There was speech contests, and there were some dinners that we shared together. Together with people of a like mind who are interested in improving themselves in public speaking, it was a cool thing. And we always enjoy our time with our fellow Toastmasters, so to speak. Well, my name is the Reverend Blake Ruby. Although I don't have an official degree, theology degree, and with all the different religions in the world today, I don't think it's necessary to have a theology degree when you want to talk about spirituality, but just for the sake of it, I went ahead and got one through the Universal Life Church. I love talking about spirituality. I don't talk much about religion because religion is a money-making business. I'm not making any money, right? Although, I wouldn't mind having my own mega church. Question is, am I good enough to talk in front of all those people? I don't know. That's what I'm working on. But in the meantime, I've got my radio show here on BBS Radio. And if you're passionate about a subject, whether it's near-death experiences or extraterrestrials, then listen to my show. If you want to hear about Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, being a Muslim or Islam, then go to a church and be a part of that. How should I say it? That kind of teaching. But for me, it's always been a stepping stone, in my mind, a stepping stone. I got to the point where I couldn't learn anymore from the Bible. I'm not saying the Bible isn't a great book. It is. Very holy book, full of wisdom and history about what happened a long time ago. Divine intervention like the world's never seen before. And it's beautiful, but the details are limited. In my mind, if you want to learn more about the universe, God, nature, love, you ask me, spirituality is the key. A stepping stone to where you need to get in your soul's evolution, right? You have a soul, right? The soul is the brain of the spirit. That's assuming you're going to die, right? We're all going to die one day, and we'll pop out of our bodies. Our spirit will pop out of our bodies. It's been a long time since we've existed before we were born, right? But most people, me, almost 7 years old, I don't remember being born. Do you? It's, I suppose, possible to remember through hypnotic regression. Some people might be able to remember that they existed before they were born. How about that? There's a book. I read a lot of books. All my information comes from books. So the information that I give to you is from other people. Most of it is from other people. Now, I've had to connect the dots here and there as far as my reality system is concerned. You know, I put a piece of the jigsaw puzzle on that board of my reality system because I just couldn't find the answers. I've been seeking. That's another thing. If you want to know the truth, religion isn't going to tell you the truth necessarily, right? You agree with that? Everybody agree with that? Religion? With all the competition, who's really concerned about the truth? some truth but not all the truth. You can't have all these different opposing views and say, mine is the truth and yours isn't. Any money-making business. There's a lot of competition. All these different religions. But what should be more important is the spiritual development that you achieve in your lifetime. That is what's going on. We're here to develop spiritually. And I'm speaking from all the knowledge that I've gained from other people, from all the experience that I've been able to obtain in my lifetime. I have the right to express my views, and I do so on my radio show, which I've been having since 2017, over 7 years now. My radio show is not only putting words out into the atmosphere, but also for you people that are tuning in to BBS Radio and listening to me. I consider myself an advanced soul, if you will. And all the truth, you have to sign up and pay the money before they'll tell you the truth. Right? Me, I'll tell you everything that I know. It might not be entirely 100% true, but I am betting, if you want to bet, that's fine. I could bet with anyone that most of what I say is the truth. Is there life out there in the universe? Are you interested in that? Don't you know that it would make a big difference if we knew 100% certain, official, you know, like declared by NASA or some astronomy giants, individual astronomers, whatever, scientists, that there is life out there, it would change things big time here on planet Earth. Be like as big as back then when they thought the world was flat. Right? Right? People like you and I, human beings, used to walk this earth hundreds of years ago. People like you and I just say that for emphasis. And here comes the dog. Here comes Gordy. Gordy. One of our dogs just came out, going into the back yard to her thing. And then what about Copernicus? He said, no, planet Earth is not at the center of the universe. It revolves around the sun, and the sun revolves around the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy revolves around the universe. One big circle. We're revolving around in a circle. I don't feel it, but it's cool. Hold on. Let me close the door. And so now we're at this point in our history, in our civilization, where we don't know if there's life out there. No wonder the ETs aren't coming down to Earth. I mean, you think with all the millions of people that have made contact, seen UFOs, that would be sufficient evidence, but apparently not. Why would they come? They're saying to themselves, well, they don't even believe there's life out there in the universe. Why should we be the first to burst a bubble? Let's land on the White House this front lawn, you know. Then they don't really understand. Just like in that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, if a UFO flies off and landed on the White House's front lawn or anywhere in Washington, D.C., they call it the National Guard of Artillery Pieces, and it's pointed in there. ET dead because they are sentient, you know. This is fragile as up here, and you can't they can defend themselves. Or maybe they would have a weapon and they disintegrate our weapon. reasons why you know. First grade. I'm just kidding. Come on. There's a lot of young souls around. People that are going out, having a good time, drinking, having their jobs, making money, which is important, but there are other things. There are other things to think about besides also watching TV and all the different shows, mostly violent movies. Are you one of those people who loves violent movies? I see them sometimes. I think the acting's good. I like the acting. I saw Platoon last night. And that's based on a pretty much true story, you know, the way things were in Vietnam. Because I'm Army, I've worked for the Army for over 42 years. 22 years active duty, 6 years as a contractor, and now almost 14 years as a civilian. So the Army is like my home. They've given me a life. They turned me into what I am today. They taught me discipline. They taught me education. They gave me benefits that are still lasting. I always recommend for any young man or woman to join the military. You'll learn teamwork. You'll learn the spirit of corps. You'll learn discipline. Probably the most important thing as human beings that we can have in our lifetimes is discipline. To get things done. To get up on time. Go to bed on time. Unless you're retired, then I probably still would someday when I do retire. But in the meantime, I'm making too much money and I'm having a good time. I feel strong. I went to the track today, even though it was hot outside. And I did a new workout. I got to tell you about it. Let me take a drink. I call it the straightaway workout. I like going to the rubber track because the impact is less. I've been working on sprinting now for several years, believe it or not. People can do that. Keep it up, you know. Sprinting is supposedly some type of exercise, high-intensity exercise that stimulates the human growth hormone. It's almost like a fountain of youth. It keeps you young. Why? Because, very simply, it exercises the heart better than just about anything else. And that's the truth. So why wouldn't you be interested in that, my friend? It's not as hard to sprint as it is to do like a mile jog. It's a lot harder. But you can get the same benefits and more, even greater benefits by learning to sprint. If you do it properly, now don't say, I heard that from Blake Ruby on BBS Radio, and I had a heart attack afterwards. Go see your doctor before you do that, okay? I recommend that. So you know that you are in good health. I can whip anybody into shape. I think I am a great personal trainer. I could get somebody who was get them on a workout routine. I can whip them into shape in a short amount of time. I call it the straightaway workout because, as I mentioned before, not this time, but before on previous shows, I don't like running around in circles. I don't like walking around in circles. I have stopped liking that. I for one reason, I start getting a groin injury. Why is that? Because when you hit the curves, the rubber on the track doesn't allow rotation of the knees. I'm sorry to say that. The young people, they can do it. It's okay. I was watching the track and field today, the Prefontaine Classic. They run, it was a 5,000 meter, 12 laps, you know. But you do that for many, many years until you get old, you'll find out that the body can't keep that up longer than a certain period because it doesn't allow rotation of the knees. Now, they might have changed a different type of rubber on the track, something that's more conducive to the biomechanics of human walking and running, but I don't think so. The straightaway workout is a 100-meter workout. Just like on a basketball court or a football field, you just go down, turn around, come back. That makes sense. And you get the benefits of doing that. So then you warm up a little bit, walk maybe 3 or 4 down and backs, and then incorporate some running, sprinting. So today I refined my workout. Now I call it the 100-meter fartlek. A fartlek is when you run with a group of people, like I've done before in my career in the Army, and you have about 10 people running together, one after the other, single file, and you're running at a slow pace, and then the person at the back sprints to the front, and that's repeated all the time. Person at the back sprints to the front. Person behind him at the back now sprints to the front. And I'm learning new things all the time. I'm a work in progress. You know, I'm always looking for better ways of doing things. How about you? Yes? No? Yes? Well, I can't hear you, buddy. I emphasize that because I think nobody has all the answers. We have to find our own way sometimes. I learned this from a YouTube video I watched. This guy was doing hill sprints, 8-second sprints. That's all it's going to take for you to get into good shape. 7 or 8 second sprint doesn't have to be 100 meters, like 50 meters or 60 meters. But the thing is, the key is, that's where a lot of injuries happen, mainly hamstring injuries. When you start off from full stop to sprinting to a fast speed, as fast as you can go, you use some muscles that don't really acclimate to that kind of pressure of starting from a scratch stop, getting up to full speed. So what I've learned and what I recommend is, just like with a fartlek, you start off running at a slow speed. Slow speed, airborne shuffle, whatever, till you get to about 25 meters, and then sprint as fast as you can while you're going at slow speed of the stop or the turnaround point, and just run and then walk up until the finish line, turn around, walk back, do it again. It's called the 100-meter fartlek. And I could be famous for it. I could make $1 million. That's what I call a $1 million idea. I get these ideas sometimes. I've learned from other people, perhaps, in some way. And you can do it if you want. Take it or leave it. If you're the kind of person that wants to run around in circles, be my guest. I've done that many, 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 many times in my lifetime, running around the track. But when you get older, you notice these things, these ailments in your body more than when you were young. Does that make sense? Old people understand what I'm saying. So the groin injury, hamstring injury, little kinks here and there, noticeable more when you get older. But I'm feeling pretty good. Like I said, I've been doing this for several years, and just refining the workout. It feels great to be able to sprint, to feel your body, pushing your body, the wind blowing in your face. I don't have any hair on my head. I shaved my head, but it does feel good. The heart gets exercised very well. The lungs stimulate the human growth hormone. It helps the circulation, keeps you young. Don't forget to see your doctor first. If you're thinking of doing it, why not? I understand we're all co-creator gods in the making. You know, we've got our lives. We live our lives here on Earth. And depending on if they're long or short. Then we transition from this existence to the afterlife. There really is no death. You got to check out this video. This video on YouTube. If you want to develop yourself spiritually, if you want your soul to evolve, I recommend watching this video. This man is a brilliant, brilliant, I can't say it enough times, brilliant man who has a lot of answers for those of you that are seeking the truth and want more details about spirituality, what happens when you die, where you go, who you're going to meet. Are you going to have a life review? Yes. Are you going to go to a realm where there's lights and other spirits, deceased relatives and angels? Yes. This man, his name is Damian Brinkley. D-A-N-N-I-O-N Brinkley. B-R-I-N. Book back in the 1970s called Saved by the Light. It was a New York Times bestseller. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are interested in that kind of thing. And hopefully you are too, my friend. He was struck by lightning and went right through the old landline phone as he was talking on the phone. He'll tell you all about it, what happened to him. He had some prophetic visions of the future, which most of them come true. He had a life review. And he'll tell you all about it. When you have a life review, you're going to look at it from different perspectives. It's going to be like a 360-degree holographic kind of interactive affair where you get to relive every moment of your life because it's being recorded. Isn't that cool? Every life is being recorded. And if you don't want to hear that, then go ahead, like I said, stay in the first grade. Don't graduate. I'm just kidding. There I go again. I know better than to criticize a fellow co-creator God in the making. Check out that video. He's being interviewed by the man. I can't remember his name. He has a podcast, and he interviews him. It's like an hour long. I've watched it, some of it, and finished watching him. I read his book and I was so impressed with the, I watched the video the first time, wasn't really that interested in it because I was kind of focusing on other areas. But then I heard it a second time and I thought, wow, this is great. He really is talking in detail about what's going to happen when we die, where we're going to go, which is good information, especially if there was an asteroid coming out there, right? He knew it would make impact with Earth and reshape the surface of the planet. You know, if it's big enough, it will stop the Earth from rotating on its axis. You know what I mean? Did that go over your head? If, like it's happened before in the past, with all due respect, if an asteroid of a large size, maybe even a mile in diameter, but 40 miles in diameter, maybe 100 miles in diameter, if it hit planet Earth going like 40,000 miles an hour, it would be like the hugest explosion ever, unimaginably powerful, and it would stop our planet from rotating on its axis. And you know what happens when that happens? Do you know what's going to happen if that came true? It would immediately create earthquakes all over the planet. Earthquakes everywhere. And what else? Volcanoes exploding, spewing their ash into the atmosphere, blocking out the sunlight. Storms would develop with wind speeds in excess of 300 miles an hour. Tsunamis would race across the face of the planet, some maybe being more than 1,000 feet tall. Anyway, changing the subject back to life out there in the universe, I can prove to you, and I've done it before, for those of you that are coming back and listening to my show for another time, glad to have you always, you know. Again, as I've mentioned, if you want, if you're passionate about a subject, just contact VBS Radio. It's worth the money. You've got something to share to make the world a better place. I know you do. It might not be what I talk about. You are where you're at in your soul's development, you know. I'm like, so to speak, in the 12th, the vice versa. Doesn't mean one person is better than the other. That just means, like, I'm your older brother, in the way of the universe, the spirit. We are spirits of the universe, my friends. Male and female. The universe is male and female. That's why, can take a drink. I don't understand why. Why do you understand why our society doesn't revere women more? The mothers of our children, hello? And they've only just begun to get their rights, relatively speaking, you know, within the past 100 years. In some areas of the world, women are treated worse than animals. The mothers of our children over there, come on, you know. A mother's love, there's nothing like a mother's love or a mother's prayer. You know what I'm saying? So if you love your mother, honor thy mother and thy father, then you are of the lower evolved type. And you probably never learn until you die. You want that to happen? Or are you intelligent enough to keep an open mind to the possibilities that I discuss on my show that other people talk about? You know, you go to church like I do also. I always learn things, especially when they're talking about Jesus, the miracles that he performed. There is no more noble pursuit of study than to learn about the miracles that Jesus performed, which was true, were true, all true. But I got sidetracked, but I was going to say, going back to life out there in the universe. Looking at a bird on my fence right now. There are over 10,000 types of birds in our world. Over 10,000 types of birds. Do you think that happened by accident? Really? A lot of people that don't, they get along with some people just because they're atheists. They don't believe in God. Or they just, maybe they always like to take the opposite stance regarding whatever subject is at hand. They always take the opposite stance. You're on a football team, you're at a party together, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, they're playing the New England Patriots, and you're, this friend of yours, the atheist, is going to take the opposite team. They always take the opposite stance. And they try to prove, and they try to prove what they're saying is true. And, you know, I see some benefit in that, because they help us to strengthen our faith. And there's some more birds. But, you know, also there's 10,000 reptiles on planet Earth. 10,000 reptiles. Different types, sizes, shapes, colors, poisonous, non-poisonous. Isn't that amazing? And how about insects? Ants, beetles, flying insects, flies, mosquitoes, praying mantises, all kinds of insects. Over a million types of insects in the Amazon jungle, in the rainforest. There are just like a certain amount of acres where they have the large concentration of insects on planet Earth. It's amazing. And in the oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes, how many fish do you think there are? 30,000 approximately. Different types, shapes, sizes. Beautiful creations, you know. And that didn't happen by accident. And how about amphibians? Geckos, salamanders, that kind of thing. over 9,000 types here on planet Earth. And finally, mammals, over 5,000 types of mammals. If all that life happened by accident, and you know they're discovering new planets every day, right? Can you refute that? Oh, atheist kind of person out there? Or you do, some people don't believe that we even landed on the moon. Well, those people will never learn until they pass away, probably. But if they're discovering new planets each day, and they've discovered over 5,000 so far, and hundreds of solar systems with the Kepler Space Telescope and the James Webb Space Telescope, the Hubble Space Telescope gave us beautiful images of the universe, right? Do you not believe in that, my friend? If all this life on Earth happened by accident, then you know, as they're discovering new planets each and every day, that it's safe to assume that there are billions of planets out there in the universe. And a good percentage of them probably Earth-like. Well, if all this life happened by accident, logically, are you a logical person? Logically, it could happen by accident on any of those planets out there. And maybe life in ways we never even thought of or could comprehend, because our knowledge is limited, my friends. We're only the tip of the iceberg, touching the tip of the iceberg in regard to what we know. We've only just begun to explore our own solar system. We're not ready yet to be star travelers like in Star Trek. Or Star Wars, I don't like that word, wars. War, who wants to end war? Anybody that doesn't want to end war and have peace, be my guest, go ahead and die. Just don't take me with you. You know what I'm saying? So logically, there is life out there. If you accept logic, I embrace logic. Embrace the logic of that, my friends. Help change the world. Bridge that gap between belief and knowledge. We don't need ET to land in our backyard so that you can go out there and touch the flying saucer and look at ET eye to eye. Look into the eyes of an extraterrestrial. You'd probably be hypnotized, you know. Like that song by Fleetwood Mac, Hypnotized. Why? Because you're looking at a being that's capable of traveling throughout the universe who may be hundreds of millions of years in advance of our own civilization. You know? You need to take a drink. So, however, there is a creator, the creator of the universe. Oh, yeah. You want to learn about the creator of the universe? Just how interested are you in learning the truth? Don't you know the Bible? I'm not trying to trash the Bible or any other book. But I'm offering a new perspective, a new way forward into the future that is different and also the truth when it comes to the creator. I don't hear the word creator very often at church when we pray. Now, I understand, like I said, that some people are where they're at in their soul's evolution. That's fine, whether you're a young soul, an intermediate soul, or an old soul. We're all in this together. We're like brothers and sisters, some older than the other. Maybe you might have 25 past lives. I might have 80 past lives. Harry over there might have 10 past lives. And maybe we got a young soul, the first life here on planet Earth. That doesn't mean I'm better than him. It just means that I've older and have been in existence longer. My soul's existed longer than his, hers. Unless you think we were all created at the same time. That's an interesting concept, but I don't subscribe to that idea. I think that new souls are being created all the time as we speak by our mother and father God, who aren't the creator of the universe. You have to understand that there are co-creator gods of solar systems. That was the plan the creator of the universe put into effect after the Big Bang, one solar system after a time, after another, one galaxy after another, after so many solar systems accumulate, then a new galaxy will begin to form, one solar system after another. So, the creator of the universe, you want to learn about the creator of the universe? Just go out in your backyard tonight and see all those sun stars out there. And you know that God is real, because even though some of them might have gone supernova, and it takes a while for the light to come to Earth, not all of them have gone supernova, right? So you look up at those suns and creator of the universe, you are real, you are great, you are awesome. How do you create something out of nothing? I'd like to know how you do that. But if it didn't all happen by accident, and if there's a creator of the universe, logically, the creator of the universe would be powerful, omnipotent, right? Obviously omnipotent and obviously omniscient. Knows everything, right? In other words, if the creator is omnipotent and omniscient, then logically the creator could create either this life here on Earth or life as we don't comprehend it anywhere. And I do mean anywhere, anywhere, anywhere in the universe. That makes sense. Maybe am I confusing you? I don't mean to confuse you, but how else are you going to learn? I might say some things where you just can't grasp it. That's okay. If you're not ready for this kind of teaching, then just wait till there's an asteroid coming to Earth. And we only have a few days left. It's going to make an impact. I'll bet the lines, VBS radio will be fired up. There'll be thousands of people listening to me, trying to find out some last-ditch, cramming kind of knowledge that I give on my show, so that when they get to that point where they might be drowned by tsunamis or who knows what else, they'll learn about the truth when it comes to their spirit and their soul and where you're going to go, what's going to happen, who you're going to meet. Life will continue in just another form. Like I said, we don't really die. Yes, we leave these physical bodies behind, but we continue to exist in our spirit and our soul, which is the brain of the spirit. Physical brain is the brain of the body. A soul is the brain of the spirit. It's not confusing to you, is it? You should check out my book in the Amazon Kindle bookstore called The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. Spirituality. Chock a block full of spirituality. 80 pages, 30 chapters of things that you might never have heard of before that might blow your mind. You might recognize as the truth. Like I said, I've learned a lot from other people, other books. That one book I was telling you about, Roy Mills, R-O-Y-M-I-L-L-S. Just had a drink. He wrote a book called The Soul's Remembrance. He says in his book that he remembers his pre-existence before being born on Earth. Now, isn't that something? And the reason for that, my friends, is, and it's a really interesting read, is that we came from the spirit realm, and we're going to return back there, but we were made to forget. Hope that doesn't abuse you. It's just what it says. Just what I said. We were made to forget our past lives, our pre-existence, because this planet is a very special category of learning. Okay, there's all kinds of dogs coming out here now. A very special category of learning. In the universe, there are 9 categories of planets of an evolutionary status, that is. Whereas 1 is the lowest evolved and 9 is the highest evolved planet Earth. Guess what category planet Earth is? 1. It's the lowest of the evolutionary scale. What does that mean? It means we have a lot of war and killing and people not getting along together. Even today, after all these centuries, my friends, still going on. People don't want peace. Not that they don't want peace. They just can't figure it out. That revenge cycle just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating. Sometimes there's not enough love to go around. It reminds me of that song. Hold on just a minute, please. That song by Genesis in the 80s called Land of Confusion. Some of the words say, there's too many people making too many problems, not enough love to go around. Welcome to a Category 1 planet, my friends. War popping up all the time, Ukraine, Israel, thousands of people being killed, and we just get insensitive to it, numbed by it, right? Hold on, please. Children being killed over there. Thousands of children. I thought that was our golden rule, to look after our children because they are our future. What happened to that? Why can't we resolve that? I understand Mr. Netanyahu. I think there comes a point where the Jewish people have to say, okay, enough is enough. We're angry as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. Over 6 million Jews were killed in World War II by the Nazis. Not to mention all the other Jewish people that have been killed throughout the century, persecuted. And even now today, they talk about anti-Semitism. How crazy can you get? 6 million Jews killed in World War II, and you want to continue the persecution? Are you willing to take those Jews and put them into the gas ovens that they were put into? Or machine gun them down and bury them in a ditch? Or take them to a concentration camp and let them starve to death? Anti-Semitism? You support that? Oh, I know there's a place for you when you pass away from this life sometime in the future. Hopefully far into the future so you can learn. There's a place called God's Jail, especially for you. Oh, I wouldn't want to wish on anybody to go there. Oh, there are some demons that will terrify you to the core of your being, and that's the truth. Some demons are just, you just can't imagine how wicked and evil they are. No love in their eyes at all. They'll rip you apart with teeth and nails. And the way the spirit is, you'll feel every second of it. And guess what? Because of the nature of the spirit, then you get back to normal. You grow back the way you were, and it repeats over and over again. You get torn apart over and over again by these demons. And hell is terrible place just for the smell alone. And yes, you can smell in the spirit. You have senses in the spirit. And the heat is oppressive. And there's fire in the lava beds down there in the center of the earth, the molten core of our planet. The gnashing and wailing of people, gnashing of teeth and the wailing, the screams of people down there, being tortured by demons, being burned in the fires, trapped in prisons, tortured by demons, bitten by snakes and insects, with worms in your body, their spirit body, all throughout your body. It is the worst place you could imagine. Absolutely, horrifically terrible. But some people are bound to go there because they're murderers and they're rapists and they're evil. And you know how evil people can be, right, throughout the years. I don't need to give you any names, but even today, there are some people like the Hamas people, the Hamases. I don't even like to pronounce their name, give them any kind of dignity for what they did, butchering those 1,200 Israelis on October the 7th, cutting out a baby out of a pregnant mother's womb, putting it in an oven, setting it on fire, setting babies on fire. I mean, that's the nature of the beast here on earth. No mercy, no love. But guess what? They're going to see that, and it's going to be 10 times worse for them because of being that way. Which way are you going, my friend? Are you going up or are you going down? Maybe you might stay where you are on the surface of the earth. Ghosts, they say, are people just like you and me who have died suddenly and violently. But everyone should aspire to graduating from this existence and head up. Fly away, my friends. Sprout your wings. Head to that light up there in the sky. Don't even think about what it's made of, because the nature of the spirit is light energy. So if you have gotten rid of enough karmic debt, if you have lived a life where you've done a lot of random acts of kindness, if you've been generous, helped people out, homeless people, you've been a good person, if you've loved your fellow man, then more than likely you'll graduate from this existence and head on up to the sky. Now you could be taken to that land of light, that fire in the sky. Fire, you don't understand the nature of fire. Who does? Suffice it to say, when that first sun was created after the Big Bang, the great central sun of the universe, it's a very special kind of fire. It's not like when you light a match. It's a nuclear fire. It's a fire that where millions of tons of helium are being converted into hydrogen, or vice versa, I can't remember. Hydrogen into helium, helium into hydrogen. You get my point? I could look it up now, but I don't want to waste time. Suffice it to say, the sun in each solar system that we have in our Milky Way, spirits that live there, that are indigenous to their planet, their solar systems. And they too have an eternal soul. And they too, when they reach that point where they transition to the afterlife, will continue their soul's evolution on that journey I've talked about before, being a co-creator God. You are a co-creator God in the making, my friends. If you could die, if you have the ability to die, you know, people are dying all over the planet today. if you had that ability, I don't want to be morbid, but making a point. If you have your co-creator God in the making, if you have endly of your will, you are a co-creator God in the making. If you check all those blocks, well, guess what? That's one thing we don't do, do we? We don't people's experiences. Take like that near death experience that Danny and Brinkley had. R-E-A-D-O-W, where she met the creator of the universe. The atheist will say, well, that's just the neurons firing after the body dies and creates a kind of dream life. More than that, my friends, when you dream at night, your spirit leaves your body and goes to a dreamland, if you will. They travel around the solar system, go to another planet in our solar system. And when you dream, you're in a dream, right? Spirit that are living, right? Does that make sense? You learned anything? I learned anything. I learned from other people. How about you? Do you learn from other people? This is a very beautiful world. It's a jewel of the universe. And it's been in existence for a long time. You know, I'm almost 70 years old, but planet Earth, according to my best estimate, regardless of what other people say, and everyone's entitled, because the evidence really isn't concrete. Being able to date the age of planet Earth, without going into the details, according to my best estimates, planet Earth is approximately 2 million years old, and that's still a very long time. Did you hear me? I said that is still a very long time. I'm not trying to prove anything. I don't have a degree to show you. Although, I have a degree from the Universal Life Church as a reverend. Some people won't let me teach in a church because I'm probably afraid of what I'll say. But anyway, 1 minute to go, my friends. Here's a prayer. Remember this. Man will prey on man until man versus P-R-A-Y. Creator of the universe, we love you. Thank you for everything. You've been so good to us. Please help us to evolve. Help us to achieve peace if possible here on planet Earth. Thank you for loving us.